The president's immigration plan.
All of these immigration actions circumvented Congress.
Goes to the Supreme Court.
This fear is just ruining our life.
Earthquake death toll rises in Ecuador.
You can hear people calling for help, but we just can't get to them.
Drone versus plane in London.
We're very fortunate that it didn't hit a critical part of the aircraft.
Good morning, I'm Peter King with a CBS World News Roundup. 26 states are suing the Obama administration in an immigration case that could affect the president's power to shape policy. That case goes to the Supreme Court this morning. CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato is in East Los Angeles with more on the case and its possible ramifications.
Spotlighting one of the biggest election year issues, the high court's examining President Obama's policy delaying deportations of undocumented immigrants who have U.S.-born children, a case with particular meaning here in California. Joe Gazzardi of Californians for Population Stabilization says the president's circumventing immigration laws, not faithfully executing them as the Constitution requires.
There's no meaningful effort by the Obama administration to secure the border, deport illegal aliens, or to do anything other than incentivize illegal immigration.
The California Restaurant Association and some other business groups tell the court immigrants are essential to places such as this Los Angeles burger eatery. Isabel Medina Ortiz has lived 19 years in East L.A. and fears being sent back to Mexico away from her two young sons.
I feel so bad telling them, you know what, one day we might get separated. And that's the cruelest thing a child can ever face.
Justice Antonin Scalia's death makes it more likely the policy will be upheld. The eight remaining justices could also throw the case out, ruling that Texas and 25 other states lack the legal standing to bring this challenge. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, East Los Angeles.
People are digging out and looking for survivors after earthquakes in Asia and in South America. In Ecuador, at least 272 people have died in what that country's president calls the worst natural disaster there since 1949. CBS's David Begno is along the Pacific coast in Guayaquil.
Hundreds of people are dead. Thousands more are injured. And Ecuador's vice president admits a large number of people are still unaccounted for, possibly buried under debris. I saved my family, at least, this woman in Pedernales said. But my little nephew is still inside.
In Japan, the quiet belies the frantic search for survivors after a series of earthquakes and aftershocks, the latest there yesterday morning. At least 42 people have died, nearly 1,100 injured. CBS's Lucy Kraft is in Tokyo.
Conditions are dire for the nearly 100,000 residents forced to flee their homes. There's a shortage of food and supplies. Many residents have been forced to live in their cars. A preliminary survey of remaining homes in the town of Mashiki found nearly two-thirds were at risk of collapse.
Heavy rain, heavy flooding in Texas, where the Houston area has gotten more rain in a day than it usually gets in a month, 13 inches in 6 hours. Bernice Harrell was stuck in a gas station for 3 hours.
I've never seen anything like this out here. I just want to get home.
Flash flood watches and warnings are up for parts of central and east Texas, as well as parts of Oklahoma and Louisiana. A day ahead of the New York primary, Democrat Hillary Clinton leads Bernie Sanders by 10 points in our CBS News Battleground Tracker poll. Some 28,000 people turned out yesterday for the biggest Sanders rally yet in Brooklyn's Prospect Park.
Secretary Clinton and I disagree on Social Security, on trade policy, on minimum wage policy.
Donald Trump has a huge lead in New York, but that hasn't kept him from saying that the system is rigged. Republican National Chair Reince Priebus continues to push back. Here's CBS's Major Garrett.
The RNC Rules Committee meets later this week in Florida. The RNC chairman sent emails to key members of that committee urging them not to change anything, lest Trump and his supporters become more agitated and other campaigns more confused.
Brazil's House has voted to impeach that country's president, Dilma Rousseff, accused of using deceptive accounting to keep the government in business. Brazil's Senate is next in line, but no word on when it may vote. British investigators are looking for the owner of a drone that hit a British Airways plane just before landing in London. CBS's Vicky Barker is there and joins us live.
The pilot says the solid object that hit his plane as he approached Heathrow Airport yesterday was definitely not a bird. None of the passengers or crew was hurt, and the aircraft wasn't seriously damaged. No thanks to the drone operators, says Richard Landell of the British Pilots Association.
By flying their drones in an irresponsible manner, they're putting lives in danger. and they're risking a prison sentence.
But even if police find the drone, they may not be any closer to catching the perpetrator. Unlike the U.S., Britain does not require owners to register their drones yet. Peter?
The Pentagon is recruiting hackers to break into military websites. CBS's Cammie McCormick explains why.
Big corporations have done this before, but this is a first for the U.S. government, paying approved hackers bounties for finding bugs in websites that could be compromised. The Pentagon has $150,000 for this program, and hackers will be paid based on the severity of the problem they find, and if the hackers themselves pass criminal background checks.
If you think your cell phone conversations are private, think again. A 60 Minutes report says any system can be broken into if you know how. Correspondent Sharon Alfonsi spoke with expert hacker John Herring.
How likely is it that somebody's phone has been hacked?
In today's world, there's really only two types of companies or two types of people, which are those who have been hacked and realize it and those who have been hacked and haven't.
A hacking team hired by 60 Minutes says the ability to intercept calls through a network known as SS7 is an open secret among intelligence agencies, including those in the U.S., and they don't want that hole plugged. This is Boston Marathon Day, the third race since the 2013 bombings. Richard Webster crossed the finish line just before the explosions. He's running again today.
Let's celebrate the fact that we're alive, that we're running, and that there's more good in this world than evil.
More on preparations from WBZ's Carl Stevens.
Boston Mayor Marty Walsh says they are ready.
I'm not concerned. I mean, we're checking any potential threat. There's no threats that we have as of right now. A couple years ago, 2 years ago, we really changed the way security was around the marathon and pretty much keeping that plan in place.
There will be thousands of security personnel in uniform and in plain clothes at various locations to ensure the safety of everyone involved. Carl Stevens, CBS News, Hopkinton, Massachusetts.
Tax day finds last-minute filers scrambling but not helpless. CBS News technology expert Larry Maggott.
Most of the major tax preparation services, including TurboTax, will allow you to file your taxes online practically up to the last minute. And depending upon your income and the complexity of your return, it might even be free.
The National Transportation Safety Board says it's resuming the search for the black box from the El Faro. The cargo ship sank during Hurricane Joaquin near the Bahamas last October. 33 crew members were lost. Famed hurricane forecaster Dr. Bill Gray has died. The Colorado State meteorologist began his yearly seasonal forecasts in 1984. Others followed with their own years later, but it was Gray's work that paved the way. It lives on through the forecasters and scientists he trained. Gray died at his home Saturday after a brief illness. He was 86. And that's the World News Roundup for Monday, April 18th, 2016. I'm Peter King, CBS News.